弟兄姐妹，无论是线上的还是在会所的，每一位弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, whether you're here or online, peace be with you.
这是我今天要分享的题目，就是尊主为大，心意更新。
This is a topic I want to share today: magnifying the Lord, renewing our minds.
我们先来读罗马书。今天我要分享的经文哈是罗马书第。
The passage I'll be sharing from is Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
好，我们先用中文读一遍，然后再用英文读一遍。
Read it together in Chinese first, and then in English.
好，我们用中文先来读一遍。
Chinese first.
所以，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。请读英文的再用英文读一遍。
In English, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.Holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable and perfect.
有一个妈妈
There is a mother.
推着刚出生的孩子在外面散步
With her baby on the stroller taking a walk outside.
正好碰到隔壁的阿姨
He met a neighbor.
阿姨就对年轻的妈妈说：“恭喜恭喜。”
And she said to the mom, "Congratulations."
这个孩子不要太可爱了。
This child may not be too cute.
两年以后
，Two years later，
这个妈妈又在外面推孩子散步。
This mom is also pushing her baby around.
又被隔壁的阿姨看到了。
The same.Auntie, neighbor, saw her.
阿姨又说同样的话，恭喜恭喜啊，你又生了，长得真可爱。
She said the same thing. Congratulations, you gave birth again. So cute.
但是这位妈妈却难过地说。
But this mother, she sorrowfully said.
没有又生，是这个孩子他没有长大。
I didn't have another child. It's just that my first one never grew up.
当然这是一个虚构的故事。
Of course, this is an imaginary tale.
但是当我们把这个故事映射到我们自己身上，投射到教会里面的时候
，But when we project the story onto ourselves, onto the church,
是不是很真实
？Is that not very does that not hit home？
无论是我们自己，还是我们周围的弟兄姐妹
，Whether ourselves or brothers and sisters around us，
可能已经信主两年、五年，甚至十年了。
Perhaps we have been believers for 2 years, 5 years, maybe 10 years.
但是里面的主耶稣基督的生命和我们刚刚得救的时候相比。
But the life of Christ within us compared to that when we were first saved.
并没有多少改变。
Hasn't transformed all that much.
我们仍然还是在基督里面的婴孩。
We are still spiritual infants in Christ.
所以今天我想来分享和我们大家一同来思想罗马书的十二章的第一节和第二节。
So I want us, you and I, to think about this thing using Romans 12, verse 1 to 2.
这两节经文呢，讲到我们基督徒生命要生长的两个关键的方面。
These passages speak about two very important components of the Christian life.
我用的那个网络版的圣经
I use the web version of the Bible
在每一节给圣经呢加了一些小标题
So there's a little title added to certain passages, certain sections
那罗马书十二章的第一节到第八节的标题呢就是左下角的
So the topic given, the header given to verses 1 to 8 in Romans 12 is on the left corner
叫做献祭与主当作活祭，有点绕口。
It is to say, offer yourselves to the Lord as living sacrifice.
其实我们知道，保罗以神的慈悲 劝告我们是两件事。
We know that Paul, what he's pleading here, are actually two separate things.
这个标题呢，只点出了其中的一件。
This title, that summarizes verse 1 to 8 only mentions the first of the two.
我们生命的成长要长大成熟，有两个关键的要素，缺一不可。
Our lives maturing and growing has two necessary components. We cannot leave one out.
第一个就是我们要把身体献上，当作活祭献给神。
First is to give our bodies as living sacrifices to give to the Lord.
第二点呢是要心意更新而变化。
The second is transformed by the renewing of our minds.
这样才能够让我们分辨什么是神的旨意。
It says, then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. Or discern what His will is.
神的旨意呢是美善的，是可喜悦的，是完美的。
His will is good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect.
我们先来看第一节，把身体献上，当作活祭。
Let's look at verse 1, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
我不记得哈，在哪本书里面我曾经读到这样一个故事。
I don't remember which book I was reading.That had such a story.
可能是尼弟兄的正常基督徒生活里面。
It might have been part of the normal Christian life by Watchman Nee.
讲到一家呢，有兄弟两个人，他们住在山下。
It spoke about a family having two brother siblings, and they lived in the mountains.
但是他们的庄稼是种在山上梯田里。
Their crops lived in the terraced fields on higher on the mountain.
所以他们常常要担水上山来浇灌他们的梯田。
So they often had to carry water up the mountain to water their crops.
后来他们发现不知道从什么时候开始。
And then after a while, they're not sure starting when.
他们地里的水呢，很快就流走了。
The water
存不住，他们的梯田本来是可以存住水的，但后来发现不知从什么时候存不住水，水很快就流光了。
The water that they kept in their terraced fields.Did not retain as long as it used to. It used to, but now it's draining a lot faster.
这个呢其实不难发现，因为呢是山下的人，他们挖了一条沟，把水引到山下去了，引到他们自己的田里去了。
It wasn't hard to find out the root cause, and that was someone downstream dug a hole or a channel, and the water went down to water their crops.
碰到这种事情，我们会怎么样？
When you encounter something like this, what would you do?
生气。
Anger.
他们也是一样。
Of course, they were angry.
但是呢，他们转念一想。
But then they immediately thought.
基督徒啊，是信主的人。
Christians are people who believe in God.
我们的行事为人是要荣耀神。
Our deeds and the way we behave ought to honor our Lord.
所以他们两个合计了一下。
So they thought about it for a while.
他们说我们这样，每天呢，我们先帮山下的人。
So they agreed that each day we will water the crops of the people downstream first.
然后呢，再担水上山浇灌我们自己的地。
And then lift up our buckets and go up the mountain for our own crops.
然后他们就真的这么做了。
So they went ahead and did it.
几天之后
，few days later，
山下的人受不住了。
The people on the foot of the mountain.Could not stand it anymore.
所以他们跑过来，一面向他们道歉。
So they ran up to them on the one hand to apologize.
一面呢感谢他们。
And on the other hand to give them thanks.
我们在得救之前
，before we were saved，
我们里面的人，我们的心呢是被罪所辖制、所玷污。
Our minds, our hearts were enslaved and polluted by sin.
那我们的身体呢？我们的肢体呢？
Our bodies then? What about our members of our body?
就成为罪的器具。
Were instruments of acting on sin.
那遇到这种吃亏的、不合理的事情。
So when we get taken advantage of or something goes south for us.
那要过去就是抄起扁担就去打架。
So then we would stir up trouble, we would fight in the past.
但是得救之后呢？
After our conversion.
同样的身体。
Same body.
却可以呢献己于主，当作活祭。
Can actually offer it to the Lord as living sacrifice.
让神来使用。
To let Him use it.
做神所喜悦的事。
to do things that pleases our God.
那这两个兄弟的故事呢，就是这样的一个见证。
Now the story of these two brothers, and that's their testimony.
以色列人当年在尼希米的带领之下修复城墙。
When the Israelites led under Nehemiah to build the wall of Jerusalem,
他们需要做工，他们也是要把身体献上。
They also had to work. They also had to present their bodies for sacrifice.
当我们说我们把身体献上，当作活祭献给神的时候。
When we talk about sacrificing our body as living sacrifices,
不是说我们的身体这个本身有多大的价值。
It is not to say that our bodies inherently has some worth.
其实我们是不配把这种残缺的、污秽的身体献给神的。神是，我们看神要的祭物是要完美的，是要 perfect。像我们这种，我们这种身体是不配当祭物献给神的。
It's not that God needs our bodies. It's our bodies are filthy and unworthy. What God has to do is not dependent on us.
所以保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That's why Paul says, in view of His mercy, to urge us.
所以神接纳我们的奉献。
God accepts our sacrifice.
是他的慈悲和怜悯。
Him accepting it is His grace and mercy.
这是第一节。
That's verse 1.
第二节。
Verse 2 of chapter 12.
说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲，这是第一节。第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Again, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what's the will of God.
这是我们生命成长脱离婴儿阶段的第二个关键的方面。
This is the second critical component of our spiritual Christian life.
也是今天我想要分享的重点。
And it's also the focus of my sharing today.
说不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform to this world, it says.
更好的翻译是世代 ,ages.
Better translation is ages.
就是不要随从效法当代的风气世俗。
Do not abide by this age, by this generation, their customs and cultures.
不要被当代的潮流思潮所洗脑。
Don't be current trends and culture be brainwashed.
比方说前一阵子。
For example, a while back,
在网上流传一段视频。
There was a viral video on the web.
大家有没有看过？
Has anyone seen this one?
在这个视频里面呢，看到这是马斯克哈。
We all know that's Elon Musk.
马斯克声称他已经受洗了，他是基督徒了。
Musk claimed that he is a cultural Christian.
不但如此，后来又出了一个视频，说他那个网红的妈妈也受洗了，而且是马斯克给他受洗了。
And later, another piece of article came out saying that his influencer mom was also baptized by him, no less. I saw a ton of Christians sharing and propagating this piece of news. Or posting on their own social media. We could have spent 1 minute.
就能够查出来这是假的。
To actually find that it's not factual, it's fake.
你只要仔细看一下那个右下角的小字。
You could have just looked at the word, the little word on the bottom right.
这是最初发布这个视频的那个频道，它有一个 disclaimer.
The original channel, the original poster of that, there was a disclaimer there.
清清楚楚说我们是专门搞笑的。
Clearly saying this is parody, this is satire.
所以那个意思就是说，你们不要傻乎乎的相信了。
In other words, don't be so dumb to believe anything you read.
那基督徒甚至一些传道人为什么这么容易就受骗呢？
So how is it that Christians, pastors, preachers are so easily deceived?
就热衷于传播不经证实的假消息呢？
In the sensationalism, just passing this kind of news around. Because we are not unlike the world.
我们喜欢有轰动效应。
We like stuff that are viral.
如果有一天有一个亿万富翁信主了。
If one day there was a billionaire who believed in God.
或者大企业家煤老板信主了。
Or someone who does a very successful startup and he believed in God.
大教授、大学者信主了。
Or some kind of a renowned scholar or tycoon.
或者名演员、体育明星信主了
，or a very, very famous sports star，
宇航员、政治人物信主了
，astronauts or politicians, do they believe in Jesus？
好像神马上，好像似乎哈，神马上就特别荣耀
，It's almost as if God is suddenly greater，
是不是这样
？Isn't that the case？
再举一个例子
，Let me give another example。
这个就是那个频道。
This is that channel, the parody channel.
这回咱们讲一讲哈，这本书叫《标杆人生》。
So let's talk about this book on the left, The Purpose-Driven Life.
多少人读过这本书
？How many of you have read it?
我承认哈，我家有一本。
I concede, I admit, I have a copy.
除了宋辉，都没读过。
Other than me and Brother Song, nobody else has read it.
这么不追求。
Maybe three people. You guys are not
pursuing. 在这本书里面。
In this book,
Rick Warren 就是作者哈，他讲述了他如何创建并且带领马恩峰教会的经历。
The author of this book, Rick Warren, he was talking about and sharing about how he planted his church. I think it's called Saddleback Church, and how he led that church.
1979年
，1979，
他花了一个月的时间。
He spent about a month.
在马鞍峰附近居民当中呢，调查做调查。
In the neighborhood, he was interested. He took some surveys with residents.
来了解呢，他们喜欢什么
？To try to get an understanding of what they value, what they like.
那调查的结果呢，就是发现呢，他们周围的这些人不来教会的这些人，他们喜欢呢现代的音乐。
The verdict for those people who never came to church.
他们喜欢
that they like, music.
他们喜欢讲员在台上的时候穿着休闲的时装。
They like casual clothes for people who lead worship.
他们希望听到实用的人生的建议。
They wanted practical living advice.
所以呢，他为了吸引这些人来教会，他对聚会的形式做了非常大的改变。
So to attract such people in the neighborhood to church, he changed the format of the services.
每次讲到只讲一个主题。
For each sermon, he focused on one little theme.
简短有力。
Short and powerful.
非常的简洁。
And very, very brief.
但是呢，却充满了热情。
But it was super engaging, very, very zealous.
而且呢，视频的效果是高质量的视频的这种效果。
And the visual aid.
视觉效果。
And the visual aid and the videos was very high quality with very clear structure.
制作精良。
And the visuals were compelling.
而且呢，还有许多引人入胜的故事。
And also very moving stories.
就非常成功。
So he was very successful.
几年之后
，A couple years later,
教会呢从他家的客厅发展到每周有超过两万人。
So a few years later, his church that he planned to started.What began in his living room became a 20,000 people gathering.
他后来就用这段经历写了《标杆人生》这本书。
So he used that experience to write this particular book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
这本书呢，成为在历史上最畅销的 non-fiction， 就是非虚构类的书之一。
This is one of the few best-selling non-fiction books in history ever.
带来了3000多万美元的收入。
The revenue that he got from that was $30 million.
所以，如果我们看中文版的封面
，So when we look at a Chinese version of this book translated,
看不清可以到前面。
If you couldn't tell, you can move up.
那些小字
，So you can't see the little words in the picture.
中文上面印的。叫做寄生版。
Up here it says enhanced edition.
全球销售超过3200万册。
The book also touts over 32 million copies sold, things like that.
我究竟为何而活?
What is the meaning of life?
40天加2天加2天。
Transform your, change your life in 40 plus 2 days.
6周改变你的一生。
6 weeks to transform your life.
在中文的封面上了。 就是这些非常吸引眼球的卖点。
These very attractive, very books that are very, very attractive and good for the eyes.
就是中文这个出版的时候，销售是3200万册。昨天我上网查了一下，现在已经超过5000万册。
Turns out there's a the number sold is whatever is written on there, but it has increased to about 5 million. Last I checked.
而且已经翻译成137种语言。
And it has been translated also in over 130 languages.
So far, so good, right?
So far, so good, right?
接下来的事情可能你是想不到的。You
might not know or have fathomed what came next.
Rick Warren.
So this Rick Warren, the author,
为他发明的这种教会增长的方法申请了版权。
He gained a patent or a copyright for his method of church growth.
其他教会可以每年支付3000到15000美元的版权费，根据你们教会的人数。
If any church wants to copy their method, according to depending on your membership total, how many people attend your church, you will have to pay him between $3,000 and $15,000.
然后才能使用他发明的教会增长的方式，不然就是侵犯版权。Only
then can you use his church strategy material. Otherwise, you'd be in violation of copyright.
他的成功也吸引了许多公司的老板跑来参观，跑来教会来参观，来学习如何的来管理经营一个企业。His
success also drew actually some CEOs or financial leaders to learn from him how he did this.
把教会成功的模式当成一门生意来经营。
To take the church into a business management strategy.
这个是不是效法这个世界?
Is this not imitating the world ways?
弟兄姐妹可以自己思考。
We can decide for ourselves.
12章2节说,
12 verse 2 says,
只要心意更新而变化,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。 这里面呢,
this phrase we just read,
主给我们两个命令。
God gave us, our Lord gave us two commands.
第一个命令是不要效法。
First is, don't be conformed.
第二个命令是要变化。
Second is, be transformed.
消极的命令是不要。
The negative command is don't.
我们要不断地抵挡肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
We have to continually resist the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes and pride of this world.
积极的命令是要不断地心意更新。
The positive command is to continually renewing our minds.
目的是让我们可以知道什么是神的旨意。
The objective is to discern God's will.
这样才能够 尊主伟大,
this is the only way to magnify and put in the Lord first in all things.
大家可以注意心意这个词。
Let's pay attention to the word mind.
它在新约当中出现22次。
This word, this phrase, mind, appears 22 times in the New Testament.
保罗在他的书信中使用了20次。
In the epistles, it showed up 20 times.
什么是心意?
What is mind?
心意就是我们常常说的意念、心思，叫做心意。It's
what we know to be our inclinations and thoughts.
就是我们心里面装的事情。It's
pretty much what's in our hearts.
因为我们心里装着这个事情，我们就一直想，这就是成了我们的心意。Whatever
is actually in our hearts is what we think about the most. That becomes our mind.
所以当一个人的心意活动起来的时候，So
when someone's mind is active.
我们就说这个人现在在思考，他在思想。So
we think, we say that this person is thinking.
假如哈，你把你所有的家当都投资了股票。
Let's say you took all your savings into the And you invested all your savings.
那你的心意呢，一定是跟股市一起跳动跌宕。
Your mind then will fluctuate with the market.
如果你喜欢网球的话
，If you like tennis，
这两天你的心意在哪里
？Where are your mind? Where's your mind these last few?
今天是什么日子
？What day is today？
你的心意一定是飞向了法拉盛。
Your mind must be all the way in Queens Flushing.
因为那里是 U.S. Open， 今天是男子决赛。
Because the U.S. Open has a competition there today.
这就是心意的意思。你的心在哪里？你心里面装着什么东西？你每天脑子里面在想什么
？This is simply what I mean by mind. Whatever your heart is full of is whatever your mind is thinking about.
好，那我们来看保罗。保罗在他的书信中二十次讲到心意，我们来看其中一处。
Let's look what Paul says about the mind in one of these 20, a few of these 20 times.
罗马书八章第五节到第六节。
In Romans 8, verses 5 and 6.
我请张恒先念英文的。
So 5 and 6 says, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace.
中文是说，因为罗马书八章五到六节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。在这短短的两节经文里面
，In these two short verses，
保罗四次说到体贴
，Four times he said set on，
三次说到肉体
，Three times he said flesh，
三次说到什么
？And three times
另外一个词三次。
Another word mentioned three times. Spirit.
好，肉体呢？这里的肉体不是我们物质的 physical 的 body.
So when it says flesh, it's not talking about our physical body.
而是我们里面那个旧的生命。
It's referring to our old life.
就是所谓的老我和旧人。
It's what we know as the old me, the old man.
因为我们里面有这个肉体。
Because we have this flesh that's in us still.
所以虽然已经信主了，但是却还会犯罪。
Even though we're Christians, we believe in the Lord, we still can sin.
那读中文的弟兄姐妹看这两节经文的时候，可能说
，Those of you who read this verse in Chinese, you might say to yourselves,
没有看到心意这两个字啊。
I don't see the word mind in here.
答案呢就在肉体，答案在体贴里。
The mind is.I mean, the answer is in the word set minds on.
读英文的没有问题。
So in English, it's plain as day.
也就是体贴如果直译的话就是你心所在。
To put it plainly, it's to say whatever your mind is on.
体贴大家以后看到就可以把它自动的转换成你心所在。你心在哪里呢？你的心是在圣灵里面还是在肉体里面？你在意什么事情？
So in the future, when you see that phrase in Chinese, you could just think about what your mind is set on. Where is your heart?
所以说体贴父母也不错。
So set your mind on your parents, that's good.
但是我们圣经里面我们看到可以说是体贴肉体还是体贴圣灵。
But in the Bible, we have a clear dichotomy here. Do we set our minds on the flesh or the spirit?
如果你正在准备你这一辈子最重要的工作面试，或者呢，第一次去见你的女朋友。
So if you have, for example, the most important interview of your life, and also the first time you saw the girl you're dating,
那你整天是不是就想着这件事情？家人们是不是
？Is not your mind thinking about these things all day, every day, during those times?
甚至做梦都能够梦到。
Maybe you even dream about it or her.
这就是。你在体贴。
This is what it means to set your minds on.
所以要知道我们在体贴什么，是件很容易的事。就是你把你这一天哈想的最多的，你事情，这个就是你所体贴的。
So again, to set your minds on means whatever you think about the most each day.
有这样一本书。
There is a book.
叫做 You Are What You Think.
That's the title of the book, You Are What You Think.
这是一本很畅销的书。
It is a very popular book.
作者呢在书里面介绍如何用 self-talk, 就是跟你本人说话来积极的改变你人生的态度和信念。
The author in the book mentions how to talk to yourself to change the attitude of your life.
啊，虽然这本书它所宣传的是 positive thinking， 这是属世的。
This is a worldly, secular book about how to promote how to do positive thinking.
但是书名很有启发性。
But the name of the book is pretty inspirational.
你的心意或者你想的东西
，Your mind, what you think about,
塑造了你这个人。
Takes shape, shapes you as a person.
不光是你吃了什么，你就是什么。
It's not you are what you eat.
而且呢，你想什么，你就真成了什么。
It's also what you think you also are.
你的心思意念决定了你成为一个什么样的人。
Your mind determines what kind of person you are.
罗马书第八章的五到六节就是告诉我们说，我们的心意会使我们成为两种完全不同的人。
So Romans 8, the verses we just read, announces that we will, depending on what we set our minds on, we'll become one of two kinds of people.
我们的心意体贴圣灵的话。就成为一种人。
If we set our minds on the spirit, we will become one kind of person.
如果我们是心意体贴肉体的话，就会成为完全另外一种人。
If our minds are saturated with what our flesh is like and thinks about, we will become a person like that.
我们可以用两个比喻来理解我们的心意。
Let me use two analogies to illustrate this.
首先呢，我们的心意就像是一个容器一样。
First of all,Our hearts are like a container.
我们常常要仔细地查看看看看里面装的是什么。
We're supposed to take inventory often to see what
it's containing. 如果我们体贴肉体呢
？If it's full of fleshy stuff.
你把心打开，把这个容器打开，你会发现什么
？If you were to be able to open it, what would you find?
加拉太书告诉我们说，就是装的是什么呢？就是嫉妒、纷争、愤怒和抱怨。
Galatians tell us that if it's fleshy, you will find in there jealousy, strife, anger, resentment.
结果就是死。
And it results in death.
如果这个容器里面、心意里面是体贴圣灵，装的是圣灵的话。
But if the container, if the person's mind yields to the spirit, the container inside.
里面就充满了平安、喜乐、温柔、良善。
It will be filled with peace, joy, gentleness, and goodness.
所以我们看一看里面是什么，就知道我们是体贴肉体呢，还是体贴圣灵。
We are to look at what's in it to determine what we are following.
体贴肉体的，在神面前就是死。
If we abide by the flesh, it's death.
体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
If we submit to the yield to the Spirit, the result is life and peace.
这个太重要了，关乎我们在神面前的状态是死还是活。
This is paramount. This is super important because it determines by itself whether before God we're alive or dead.
什么是心意更新
？What does it mean to renew our minds?
心意更新就是让我们的心意从体贴肉体转向体贴圣灵。
Renewing our mind is the act of transforming us from setting our minds on the flesh to setting our minds on the spirit.
这是第一个比喻，我们的心意就是一个容器。
That is the first example. Our heart is a container.
第二个比喻。
Second example.
我们的心意或者我们的内心是一个看不见的战场。
Secondly, our inner being or our heart is an invisible battleground.
那征战的一方是圣灵，另一方就是肉体。
The two contenders are the enemies. One is a spirit, one is a flesh.
肉体呢，也可以说就是情欲，就是血气。
Our flesh can also be referred to as our body and our passion.
很多时候呢，肉体也和手机相关，有关系。
Many times our flesh are related to our phone.
加拉太书五章十七节说，因为情欲其实跟肉体是一个字，就是 flesh。因为情欲或者肉体和圣灵相争，圣灵呢和情欲或者肉体相争，这两个彼此相敌，使你们不能做愿意做的事。
Galatians 5:17 says this, and when it says flesh, it's also talking about the passion and the desires. The desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
我们今天生活在所谓的后信息时代。
We live in what's known as the post-information age.
很大一个特点就是你想要知道什么。
The main characteristic of this is that what you want to know.
不仅不用出门，你动一动手指头就来了。
If you want to know something, you don't need to go anywhere. You can just wiggle your thumb a little bit, and you'll find what you're looking for.
不仅仅是来一点点，是铺天盖地。
And the information is not just brief, it's all-encompassing, widespread.
生活在后信息时代有一个巨大的危险。
There is a significant danger in living in post-information age.
就是呢，海量的信息给我们带来的危险。
The massive amount of information might be risky to us.
大家知不知道这是什么东西？
Does anyone know what this is?
很漂亮。
It's kind of pretty.
你要不知道吗？那你危险了。
If you don't know what this is, you're in danger.
因为你可能住在这里面。
You might live in one of these things.
知道了。这叫做茧房。
This is known as something called information cocoon.
Cocoon. 还没有 information yet.
Oh, just a cocoon.
Okay.什么是卡库呢？这卡库呢，主要是用丝构成的一个外壳。
So the cocoon is made of silk as a outer shell.
昆虫的幼虫在这个外壳里面形成长大，度过呢蛹期。
It's a little bug, protecting itself against it while the body transforms.
2006年，已经将近二十年以前。
In 2006, so almost 20 years ago.
那个时候还是互联网的时代。
That time, it was still the time of
Internet.
So the time, it's just the age of the Internet.
Harvard 有一位学者，他通过考察这个 Internet， 他提出了一个概念，叫做 Information Cocoon。
So the guy from Harvard, there's a guy from Harvard who did a lot of study and research, and he came up with this, he coined this term, information cocoon.
这个概念是什么呢？
So what does that mean?
他发现呢，在获取信息的过程中，
he realized while during his research,
每一个人哈，都倾向于选择自己喜欢的内容，
he said everyone,
或者赞同的内容。
Everyone tends to lean towards the information that they like and agree with.
喜欢的、赞成的就去看，不喜欢的、不赞成就跳过。
So they would select information they like and filter out information they don't like.
这样的结果久而久之就形成了一个茧房。
So after some time, gradually, he isolates himself.
生活在这种茧房里的人，他所认识的世界就越来越单调，越来越狭窄，越来越片面，越来越极端。
So in this cocoon of information, that individual, his life will become progressively narrower and more single-minded,
and more extreme,
and more extreme and isolated.
二十年以后
，20 years later，
到今天。
To today,
这些大的科技公司、新媒体就干脆帮你过滤了。
But these major tech companies and new media platforms, they'll filter the information for us.
你不喜欢的信息，你干脆就看不到了。不是你说你我不要看，是你都没有了。
This so-called information that you don't really, that you kind of filter, that you once had to filter out yourself, they do it for you. You don't have to do anything.
形成了。一个信息茧房把我们关在这个信息的茧房里面。
It's almost like an impenetrable wall, and we're stuck in it.
就像一座高大坚固的监狱一样。
It's like a big, big secure prison.
把人的心思
，to take the thoughts of people,
也包括我们禁锢在那个黑暗里面。
Including ourselves to keep us perpetually in the dark.
所以问题来了。
So the problem shows up.
我们愿意活在这种茧房里面吗？
Do we prefer or like to live in such a state?
如果我们在里面出不来，
If we cannot be, if we cannot come out of that,
我们的心思会怎么样？
What will our hearts be? What will our minds be like?
我们会被这个世界所洗脑。
We would be brainwashed by the world.
会变成傻子。
To become dumb.
但是却以为掌握着真理。
But thinking that we're right and we have the truth.
掌握着真相。
And we know the reality.
我们需要让神的话和真理的灵来更新我们的心意。
We have to allow God's word and the spirit of truth to renew our minds.
左边这个是 MS DOS。
On the left, you have Microsoft DOS.
这是 Microsoft 在 IBM 个人电脑上开发的最早的操作系统。
This was the first operating system IBM made for Microsoft.
商业化，而且是流传的。
It was the first one, very popular.
就是现在流行的 Windows 的前身，就是右边这是 Windows.
It is the predecessor to anything Windows that we know today.
所以 DOS 呢，就是 Windows 的婴孩阶段。
DOS is really the infant stage of what Windows would have become.
从它横空出世到现在。
Since its release until now.
不过是40年。
Only 40 years have passed.
现在早已经被淘汰了。
It's beyond obsolete right now.
对你实你要是实在喜欢用，大概你只敢偷偷摸摸的，不敢叫人家看见，太丢人了。
If you like to use it, you might sneak it in somewhere or for a few quick commands.
现在很多人恐怕连听都没有听说过什么是 DOS.
Many of us, many people might not even know what DOS is.
所以如果我们把我们的身体，十二章一节讲的，把身体献给神，把那个身体当作是电脑的硬件的话。
So if we were to equate our minds and what we set our minds on as the our body as a hardware.
那么人的心意呢？就是在硬件上运转的软件。
Then the mind then becomes a software on top of that hardware.
还能不能停留在 DOS 阶段
？Can we continue using the DOS era stuff？
如果还停留在那里，我们就还是在婴孩的阶段。
If you stop there, then you are an infant.
一个系统软件，一个操作系统不更新的话，不仅难看。
A operating system's GUI or software, if you don't update it, not only is it ugly,
恐怕都不能 function.
It might not even function or work right.
对的，很多新的 application 根本都不能 run.
New applications are not compatible with it.
所以要更新呢。
So it has to be updated.
怎么更新呢？
How do you do that?
以为读一本书40天加2天6周就能更新吗？
Maybe we can read a book saying 40 days plus 2, we can fix it.
若是这么容易，就不需要耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
If it was really that simple, we would not need Jesus Christ on the cross.
心意更新是没有捷径的。
There is no shortcuts,
也没有一套现成的我们可以学习的模仿的别人的成功的方式。
And there's also no one size fits all method from success of other people.
我们只能够
，We can.
我不知道要说什么啊。我们来看，在十二章的第一节，其实是一个命令。
We can only, as it says here in verse 1 of chapter 12.
奉献是一个命令，把身体献上当作活祭，这是一个命令。但是这个命令呢，这个动词呢是过去式的。
We have to, as it says here, to offer our bodies as living sacrifice. But this tense used here has a continual meaning.
Past tense.
Oh, it's a past tense.
是一次决定的彻底的动作。
It's a one-time absolute action taken.
如果你觉得自己奉献了，但是这个奉献不完全，那个在神的眼中不算的。神要的在十二章一节那个奉献是一次的完全的彻底的。
If you continually sacrifice and you do your best, that's not what God's looking for. The sacrifice here is talking about the one-time complete sacrifice.
因着这次奉献,
because of offering our bodies as the sacrifice,
活祭不再是活的,
the sacrifice is no longer alive. The sacrifice itself is dead.
一旦你献上了, 一旦你成为祭了,
the moment you become a sacrifice,
献之前你是活的, 献完之后你就是死的。
You were a living sacrifice before, but now you are dead.
但是到12章2节的时候,
but when we come to verse 2,
就不是一个命令, 是两个命令了。
It is not one command, but two.
一个是不要效法, 另外一个是必须更新。
One is don't conform, and second is you must be transformed.
而且时态跟第一节是不一样的。
And the tense, in verse, the tense used for verse 2 is different from that of verse 1.
第一节的时态是过去时，十二节的命令的动词的时态是现在持续时。
Verse 1 is past tense, verse 2 is like a continual process.
对，所以呢，我们的更新则是一个持续不断的过程，我们要一直更新。
So this is a active imperative verb. We have to keep renewing and keep renewing.
自始至终离不开神的话和圣灵的工作。
To do that, we cannot leave God's word and the work of His Spirit.
我们要更新，一定要在神话语的根基之上。所以，我们必须要专心的、好好的读神的话。
There is no way to renew aside from, apart from the Word of God. So we have to seriously read and consider and think about God's words.
你上班的时候、工作的时候，如果你能够 multitasking， 那算你能耐。If
you can multitask at work, good for you.
但是读经的时候。But
when you're reading Scripture,
一心只可一用。You
have to be single-minded.
不可以二用。You
cannot be distracted at all.
尤其不能被手机打搅。
Especially, you cannot be interrupted by your phone.
其次呢,
and secondly,
我们只是读一读神的话是不够的,
reading God's word is not enough.
还需要思想, 还需要默想,
we have to think about and meditate on the words.
在思想神的话的过程中, 让圣灵把神的话浸透在我们的心意之中。
Through the consider the digestion of the food, to have God's spirit permeated in our hearts.
我们学习神的话就像吃饭一样。When
we study God's word, it's like we're eating.
神的话就是我们天上的粮。God's
word is the bread from heaven.
所以呢，读经就像是吃饭。So
reading Bible is like eating.
就往嘴巴里面放。You
put it in your mouth.
但是默想或者思想呢，则是在消化。But
considering it and meditating on it is the process of digestion.
吃饭不消化的人，身体会不会健康？
If somebody has digestion issues, are they going to have good health?
一定不会嘛。
Of course not.
所以呢，有空的时候，有闲下来的时候，
So whenever there is free time,
先别想着打游戏。
Don't think about games first.
刷短视频。
To scroll through short TikToks or short videos.
年纪大的一点的人，先不要看微信。
People who are older, don't look at WeChat first.
要想一想，这个周五我们要读哪一段经文了？
You have to come to mind. What are we going to read this coming Friday night?
这个主日学我们要学习哪一段经文了？
In Sunday class, which passage are we going to be studying?
事先呢，我们先好好的读两遍。First,
let's read. Let us read it twice, clearly.
有什么感悟，赶快记在手机里，这才是手机正确使用方式。What
is our initial reaction? What are our thoughts or questions? This is the right way to use our phone.
而且要用一天当中最好的时间。And
we ought to use the best time that we have in our day.
来读神的话，来消化神的话。To
read and reflect and digest God's word.
像我这样早上睡不着觉的人,
for someone like me who can't sleep in the morning.
就用早上的时间。
I use the morning.
夜猫子呢?
If you are a night owl,
早上就是脑袋就是不清醒的人，那就晚上读。反正就是这一天当中，你用你最清醒的脑袋最清醒的那段时间来读神的话。
You might be numb or half awake in the morning, then use the evening.
不要以为只有早上读了这一天神的话才管用。
Don't assume that just because you read it in the morning, God's words will work all day.
你头一天晚上读的，第二天也管用。
What you read the night before, it affects your next day also.
因为圣灵会借着我们所读的神的话，在我们里面不断的更新我们的心意。
Because the Holy Spirit will use what we have digested, what we have read to renew our minds.
圣灵可以把我们带到主那里去。
God the Spirit can take us to God the Father.
带给我们生命平安。
To give us life and peace.
把神的旨意向我们显明。
To give to us God's will.
这样一个人。
A person like that.
在神面前是蒙福的，是神所喜悦的。
Is a blessed person and one God is pleased with.
我们心意更新之后，
After we renew our minds,
我们这个人会变化。
We as people will change.
不要老想着我怎么去变化，要想着我要让神的话和神的圣灵来更新我们。我们更新了之后，我们这个心意更新之后，我们自然会产生变化。
Don't think about, oh, how do I change? How do I change? But saturate ourselves with God's words, and the Holy Spirit will do the changing.
这个改变是全方位，是全方位的。
This transformation is all inclusive.
会改变我们对世界、对人生的认知和感悟。
It's encompassing. It changes our understanding and perception of the world and life.
改变我们思维的模式。
And also, it changes our thought patterns.
改变我们追求的目标和行事为人。
Our objective, our aspirations, and the way we behave.
也改变我们的价值观。
It also changes our values.
有一个弟兄。
Our value system. So a brother.
从小呢，他非常的努力，要让他爸爸妈妈满意。
A brother strived really hard when he was young to please his mom and dad.
通常这是家里面有两个、三个、四个、五个、六个的孩子的时候。
This is a common scenario in families with 4, 5, 6 children.
但是他总是被妈妈妈、爸爸妈妈批评。
But he's always criticized. It was all criticized by his parents.
吃饭之前呢，他帮他妈妈把这个刀叉呀、盘子啊摆在桌子上。
He would set the table before lunch or dinner time.
妈妈说什么呢
？Dad, what does mom say?
你为什么总是摆不好
？Mom always said.You didn't do it right. Why is it like this? So maybe the mom has OCD.
那他考试要是拿了 C 的话，
If he got a C on a test,
那他爸爸当然不满意。
Of course, the dad is unhappy.
经过努力之后，他可以拿到 B 了。
After striving and studying hard, he was able to get a B.
他爸爸满意不满意？
Was the dad satisfied?
不满意。
No.
后来他拿到 A 了。
And then eventually he got an A.
你知道他爸说什么？
Do you know what his dad said?
你们老师乱给成绩。
This is too easy. Your teacher is just randomly giving out grades.
后来哈。
And then,
这位弟兄他不单单信主，他还当了牧师，牧养教会。他的教会有两百多人。
And this brother not only did he become a Christian, he also became a pastor, and his church had about 200 attendees.
但是短短五年之后。他就崩溃，不当牧师了。
But after only 5 years,
他做不下去了。
But after five years, he couldn't do it anymore. He quit.
他告诉他的朋友说
，He told his friend,
过去我有一个爸爸，一个妈妈。
He said, I had one mom and one father.
现在我有200个父母。
Now I have 200 parents.
无论我怎么努力
，No matter what I do,
没有办法得到所有人的认可。
I can't please everybody, no matter what I do.
他的问题出在哪里
？What was his problem？
啊，他的问题出在哪里
？Where did his problem lie？
他的价值观出了偏差。
His value system was upside down。
他的价值不在乎别人如何来评价他。
His worth had not, does not depend on what others thought of him。
他不需要得到周围所有人的认可。
He had nothing to prove to anybody。
因着这种价值观的偏差，让他严重怀疑他自己是。服侍他自己的服侍有什么价值
Because of this skewed value, he had trouble calibrating what his worth was.
有一位埃及的弟兄。
There was an Egyptian brother.
他曾经讲过他妈妈的故事。
He also told a story about his mom.
据说，据他说，他妈妈长得非常的漂亮。
Supposedly, his mom was very beautiful.
是校花，年轻的时候。
So when she was young, she was the most popular girl in school.
可是呢，他们家里面没有镜子。
But their house had no mirror.
不是因为她妈妈太漂亮。
Not because the mom was too beautiful.
是因为她妈妈一直在印度宣教。
But it was because his mom was in India being a missionary.
有一次走山路，从山路上摔下来。
One time she was walking on a mountainous road and she fell very hard.
她的脸摔坏了。
So her face was distorted.
所以呢，为了不让她妈妈难过，他们家里面把所有的镜子。
So in consideration for her mom and for her not to feel bad, they removed all the mirrors in the home.
这位弟兄他就讲他的故事，说有一天呢，他和几位美国的弟兄他们一起上山去看他妈妈。
So this brother, this
在印度
this son of his mom, he said one time he and a few brothers and sisters went to where his mom was in India.
他们走了很远很远很难走的山路。
To visit her, they walked a long and treacherous, well, very long path to get there.
终于到了山顶。
Finally, they reached the summit.
他远远地看见他妈妈。
And he spotted his mom from very, very far away.
正在向一群山里面的本地人在传讲耶稣。
Preaching the word of God to a bunch of villagers where she was.
那一刻。
At that moment,
他发现他妈妈是全世界上最美丽的人。
He felt that his mom was the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
他那一刻从他妈妈身上所看到的。
What he saw at that moment from his mom
是神的形象。
Was the image of God.
一个人真正的价值是什么？
What is the real value of a person?
是不是我们拥有什么
？Is it what we have？
还是我们能够做什么
？Is it what we are capable of doing？
还是别人如何的评价我们
？Is it what others think of us？
都不是。
None of those are true。
保罗说他竭力追求。
Paul says I strain forward。
也为要得着基督。
To gain Christ。
为此他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
For all things, incomparable of such things, everything else is rubbish.
这是他的价值观。
That is his value system.
耶稣基督是我们的至宝。
Jesus Christ is our mediator.
是我们生命的价值所在。
This is, he holds the value of our lives.
在我们里面。
Inside of us.
耶稣基督的生命和性情有多少
？How much Jesus's life and nature is in us？
神的形象有多少
？How much of the image of God is in there？
我们在神的眼中的价值就有多少
？Determines the value that we have in front of God。
一个合神心意的人，一个心意更新的人
，A person who is after God's own heart, a person whose heart is renewed。
就是要这样不断地来改变我们的价值观。
We'll continue to transform our values, our worldview.
这是神所看重的。
This is what God cares about.
心意更新。
Renewing our minds.
还可以给我们带来许多其他的改变。
Can bring about some other changes.
也许以后有时间我们再分享。
If we have time in the future, we'll share about those.
尊主伟大。
Magnifying the Lord
是教会今年的主题
is our church theme this year.
我们需要知道，我们要成为一个尊主伟大的人是有一个前提的。
We have to understand being a person that magnifies the Lord is predicated on something.
这个前提就是我们要知道神的旨意。
The prerequisite is that we have to know what His will is.
知道了他的旨意，我们才能够尊他伟大。
We can only magnify the Lord if we know our Lord, what his mind is.
这是不用说的。
That's obvious.
那么谁能够分辨神的旨意呢？
Who then is the one who can discern the will of God?
谁能够知道为父的心肠呢？
Who can know the heart of the Father?
一个刚出生的孩子能够吗？
Can a person who is just born know that?
一个还在吃奶的婴儿能够吗？
Can an infant who is drinking milk understand it?
中国人说
there's a phrase in Chinese
叫做内行看门道，外行看热闹。
It basically says experts can see the substance and meaning, but amateurs can only see the spectacle.
同样看 NBA 的总决赛。
So if you're looking at an NBA game,
外行看什么？
What does what do the amateurs see?
看看那个帅哥球星这一场得了几分。
All right, we're looking at the MVP. How many points he made?
送出几个助攻。
How many assists he made?
再傻一点，看看姚明在不在场。
If you're dumber, you could just look for the Chinese guy, Yao Ming.
那内行看什么？
Now, if you're an expert basketball,
看教练，教练怎么用人，对不对？他怎么布置他的战术？
If you're paying attention to how the players are arranged, what the coach's strategy are, what the playbook says,
看球员他们如何理解执行教练的战术
and how they execute the playbook that the coach has planned.
那么讲到我们要分辨神的旨意
So when we talk about discerning the will of God,
我们会发现我们每一个人大家我们都是外行
We find that we are for the most part, all of us, amateurs.
我们真的看不懂神的意图，他的安排，他的运作。
We really don't know the mind of God, His plan, and His actions.
靠我们自己的话。
We depend on our own word.
所以我们需要静下心来。
So we have to settle down.
不要让外面的嘈杂和忙碌搅扰我们。
Do not be distracted by all kinds of things.
乃是要让圣灵呢不断的向我们启示。神他自己的旨意。
But to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal more and more of the will of God.
同时呢
，at the same time，
也要在我们所遭遇的环境当中
，we have to in our environment and circumstances，
来专心的仰望神的扶持、供应和带领。
Carefully observe His sustenance, help.
该停的时候就停，该跟随他走的时候就走。
When it's time to stop, stop. When it's time to go, go.
而且和弟兄姐妹一同经历神的信实。
As for other brothers and sisters to experience the faithfulness of God together.
以致呢，我们因着心意的更新，我们可以知道什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意，可以成为一个尊主伟大的人。
To the point that because we're renewing our mind.We can test and approve what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is. In that way, to be able to magnify the Lord.
不然的话，即使我们有一个尊主伟大的心愿。
Because otherwise, even if we had the heart to magnify Him,
我们可能还是跟随着世界的风俗和潮流。
It is very possible we're still following the culture and the values of the world.
让尊主伟大就成为了一句口号。
To make this magnifying the Lord be a party line or something written on paper.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
帮助我们都能够活出尊主伟大的实际。
May God really help us to live out the reality of magnifying Him.
让无论是我们个人、我们的家庭还是聚会，都能够把神自己彰显出来。
Us as individuals.We as family and us as a church to be able to express the glory of God.
一会儿主日学的时候，英文组是不是还是分享
？So in Sunday class, the English group will share today, right?
我的一个提议哈，就是分享就一件事情，你可以心意更新的。
So I recommend during discussion, we discuss.One thing that we can renew in our mind.
中文的弟兄姐妹也是一样。
And the Chinese groups is no different.
也想一件事情，在神面前想一件事情，这件事情 我需要神来帮助我，使我可以不再效法这个世界，不再跟随我过去的旧人的心意，乃是让神来更新我的心意。
Think about one thing, one topic, one area where you want to let God renew and change the way you approach it, the way you see it by renewing your mind.
比如读经的时候不专心。
For example, if you're easily distracted while reading the Bible,
聚会的时候不专心。
Or if you're in church on Sunday and you're not focused,
或者不够诚实。
Or if you're not honest enough.
讲话常常很夸张。
Or if you tend to exaggerate when you're talking.
或者呢，有的时候不由自主的就会说一句谎话。
Or if you unwittingly just lie casually.
当我们真的愿意到主面前来的时候，神会把这些事情一件一件显明给我们，让我们看见我们在什么地方需要神来帮助我们，让我们来学习一件一件的被主所对付，来更新我们。
When we humbly come before God like this, He will reveal things like this to, and what to change and how to renew our mind in these ways.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们一同来仰望你。
Heavenly Father, we look to you together.
若是出于你的，就求你让我们知道，并且我们真的可以记在我们心里。
If what is said is from you, please help us remember it in our hearts.
若不是出于你的，你也让我们可以分辨。
If it's not from you, please help us discern.
让我们真的知道什么是你的旨意。
We can have discernment on what, knowing what's your will.
让我们也可以靠着你的恩典。
And we can also depend and rely on your grace.
可以来遵行你的旨意。
To obey your will.
谢谢你，求你听我们祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.